thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Today I'm going to be sharing with you another story that we found in the Ensign, and it's called The Parable of the Potato Weed. And it's written by Larry Pearson, and he talks about gardening. I don't know how many of you are gardeners out there, but I have a mother-in-law who is a huge gardener who loves to garden. And this would just drive her batty, this story. So he's talking about how one autumn he discovered a weed in his garden, and he thought it looked just like one of the potato plants that surrounded it. But when he pulled on the weed, hundreds of little seeds burst from it and fell to the ground. And he thought, man, I sure hope they don't sprout next year. Well, unfortunately, they did, predictable. And by early in the season, that weed had reproduced again and again and again. And even though the weeds looked just like potato plants when they were mature as young seedlings, he could distinguish what they looked like and pull them out. And he knew that if he didn't, remove them, that he would pay the price again next year. So nearly every morning, he got out there and he weeded his plants to protect those potatoes. And he was faithful with it. So later in the spring, he neglected weeding for a couple weeks. And when he returned to the task, he thought, well, everything looks great. He thought, I've conquered the weed. It's gone. It's not there anymore. But months later, during harvest time, when he lifted the leaves of his potatoes, his heart sank because he spotted those same little flowers from the weed. And he realized that the weed had spread everywhere, all over the potato patch. He had missed that opportunity to eradicate the weed. So he followed this weed's vine to the ground, and he pulled, and he pulled. And a lot of the potatoes came up with it because they were all intertwined with this weed in the ground. And it rolled into a huge ball of weed. And it was so enormous that it took two people to lift this ball of weed into the garbage can. And predictable again, as he was rolling it, weed seeds burst everywhere, seeds that would cause problems the following year. Oh, that's just the worst feeling. So all of this because he failed to be diligent for a two-week period. That's it. That's all it took, 2 weeks to cause this huge problem in his garden. So he likens this unto the gardens of our lives, that weeds are always present, that some are small seedlings that don't immediately do damage, but that if we don't frequently remove those weeds or those sins from in our lives, that they will overpower us eventually. And Elder Neil A. Maxwell from the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles commented on repentance, and he said that too little understood, too little applied by us all, as if it were merely a word on a bumper sticker. Since we have been told clearly by Jesus what manner of men and women we ought to become, even as he is, how can we do so except each of us employs repentance as the regular means of personal progression? So he says that he learned from this experience that we need to be repenting constantly. We can't let things go too long. If you're struggling to figure out the right way to repent, here's an easy way to think about it. You can just do what is right, and when you neglect that, correct what you're doing that's wrong, and then pray for forgiveness. That's really as simple as it is, and there's no need to complicate it more than that. It's a continual process to always become better, and of course, keeping in mind that no one's perfect. Everyone has things they need to repent for. Well, Billy Graham said, "The wonderful news is that our Lord is a God of mercy, and he responds to repentance." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.